last time you competed in the same game against Peyton Manning was back in 2008, the first year I think you were consistently starting. Obviously a lot of milestones since then. What stands out the most to you?
About that game?
About your growth and differences between then and now.
Just a lot more comfortable with the offense. I have a lot more on my plate. I'm, have thousands of reps in the offense, and so the experience you build up and the confidence you build up from that really helps as the game, you know, they say it slows down. It's just your reaction speed up, I think, as you've seen so many different looks from different plays, and just a lot more comfortable out there.
You're not going up against Manning. You don't play against him. But when you're playing against a Hall of Fame quarterback, is there an increased urgency that everything you do needs to be a little bit more efficient, perfect, because you know the guy you're playing is going to play at a high level?
Not really. I mean, you expect the opponent to play well every time you line up. It's always difficult to play on the road. It's a great defense that we're playing against. That's kind of what I'm focused on. I'm a fan of Peyton, for sure. I have been for a long time. He's been playing at a high level for forever, it seems like, and it's fun to watch. He's also great in his commercials, but our offense gets their defense and vice versa.
Have you seen much of Peyton this season? I think they had the Thursday night game when you guys were off, maybe.
Not much, not a whole lot. No.
How about getting Adams back in this offense? There's a guy you've been talking about and Mike's been praising about. He says he feels good out there. How important is it to get this guy back out in the football field?
Yeah, it'd be great to get him back at full speed. He's a great player. Adds a lot to our offense. It's been, we've been missing him, I think, the last few weeks without him out there. So it's nice he's back 100% or close to it, I hope. I don't know. We'll see how he bounces back tomorrow and Saturday, but it'll be good to get him back out there.
From what you've seen in practice, how beneficial was the bye week overall for some of those banged-up guys, including Devontae, Randall?
Yeah, it'd be nice to get everybody back. Morgan on defense, it'd be good to get him back at full speed, and I think it helps the guys up front, especially the big guys who are banging every single play, just that nice week off. So it's good for all of us, but especially as older guys and the guys up front.
What stands out most about their defense?
There's no weak spots. I mean, it's a great defense from the front line to the back. They're solid up front with their pass rush. They got very good linebackers. They got a great scheme. Wade does a great job of coaching them up, and they're really solid on the back end. They make plays on the football. They're excellent cover guys, and you got to be very efficient and take care of the football. They've been very opportunistic, obviously holding teams to very low points per game, but they've also taken the ball away really well.
In the past, there's been talk about big matchups you've been involved in perhaps being shootouts, but this is the top two scoring defenses. Is it weird to go into a matchup like that and realize how well your defense is playing in a matchup like this?
Well, it's great. You know, our defense is played played really solid, especially the last three games for us, and helping us when we've been struggling a little bit on offense of giving us that balance. But it takes all three phases. The special teams have been doing a good job. We got the best kicker in the league, and Tim's been putting the ball really well, and we've been covering it and returning it well. So we need all three phases to play well, especially in a big game like this on the road against a great opponent.
What are Tlaib and Harris doing so well for them at corner?
Well, they just cover really well. They do it a little differently, but they rely on their instincts and their technique, and they got great ball skills.
Manning's the kind of quarterback who excels in between plays, particularly in terms of calling out plays, cadence, things like that. That's a part of your game that you've developed. How much did you learn from watching him and studying him?
I mean, I haven't a whole lot. I mean, no disrespect, but we don't play a lot of common opponents, so I haven't seen a ton of film on him over the years. You know, whenever we play a common opponent, it's nice to turn on the film that he's in because he does it so well. But I had a great guy to watch behind when I was a young player, and then you just you pick up things along the way, and you try and evolve your game and adapt every year you're starting.
Aaron, why have the Packers been so successful around 5 weeks?
Because Mike gives us the whole week off. Of course.
Aaron, Cooper, some of the talked earlier this week about his concern against free plays. Obviously, that's something you guys have done really well. Have you noticed any of that in the tape?
I noticed what?
Just any ways that you can maybe take advantage of that?
Well, if they try and sub a lot of guys on the field, yeah, we'll try and take advantage of that. But no, it's just about being efficient on offense and trying to run our stuff well. It'll be crowd noise. It'll be a great defense. It'll be a good test for us.
Aaron, you know when you have the success early in the season with free plays that you had, the defenses are going to adjust eventually. How have you seen defenses in recent weeks adjust to that?
Well, they're sprinting off the field when they sub, which is great. And then they are really trying not to jump off sides. So, you know, when you have that in their head, you would think it's going to slow down the rush a little bit. against a team like this that has great outside rushers and guys that really push the pocket inside, if they're worried about the snap count, that's definitely going to help us out a little bit.
Could you truly get away during the bye week from all this, or how do you handle the bye week?
Hell yeah. I get out of town right away.
I mean, outside of the studying, the thinking about it, the all that, can you really, like, let yourself enjoy that time off? Or how?
I can, buddy. I've had a lot of years of practice getting away, and mentally and actually getting away.
Yeah, what is the measure of a great quarterback now, not only longevity, but being able to play at a high level in longevity? I mean, you look at Manning 2-3 years ago, he threw for 55 touchdowns, and Brady's playing at a high level. Is that the measure now for taking the most life?
I think it's always kind of been the measure. Longevity is usually only achieved through consistency, because it's a what have you done for me now league. Job security is tight with general managers, with coaches, and with players. It's always been tight. So you got to continue to play at a high level. If you're at the top of your game, you got to be consistent every year. If you're an ascending player, you have to stay on the rise. If you're near the end, you got to avoid being a descending player. But Manny's done it for such a long time at a high level. He's been the standard for quarterbacks, and he's going to have pretty soon just about all the records in our league, and that's pretty impressive.
Can what you hope to do on offense, extend the field, get more plays, can that be as simple as getting Adams back in the lineup, or is there more to it?
It could be. It depends on his his physical status, and his ability is there. I mean, he's got a lot of believers in the locker room and upstairs in what he can do. It's just a matter of him being comfortable. You know, you saw last year when he played with confidence, he made some big-time plays and some big games for us. So we got to get back to him playing like that. I think it'll be a quick transition. He's a second-year player, but he's a very mature player, and he can do a lot for this offense if he gets opportunities.
Today, Mike told us stats are for losers, but in the past he said that red zone percentages are a stat that you should actually pay attention to. How much attention to that detail do you pay, and is that one of the most important stats in your opinion?
I mean, we get thrown so many stats at us every week. You know, it's a lot of it's situational stuff. You know, it's third down stats, 1-5, 6-10, 11+. It's red zone stats. It's, you know, I think Mike every now and then tries to throw in some little nuggets to get you guys to laugh a little bit. But did anybody laugh at that? No, not really.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, Mike's a beauty.
Aaron, what are some of the most important things for a quarterback to do in terms of handling the blitz, whether it be footwork or quicker release, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, it just depends on if you got it picked up or not. A lot of blitzes, you can pick up with a protection adjustment, or maybe pick up with the protection you got called. And then you throw in, a lot of times they'll throw in that five-man pressure as a blitz. When you play in a team like the Broncos, their main blitz, if you will, is just a five-man pressure, because they want to bring those interior guys and their two outside great rushers. So it's about blocking those guys up. When they bring some exotic stuff, it's about having a place to go with the football or making sure you picked up.
Aaron, do you like the opportunity to play against teams that you normally don't see a whole lot, or would you rather stick to teams you see a lot and you see a lot more tape on them? Do you maybe get up for a game or do things differently because they're an uncommon opponent?
I don't. I like to approach each game with the same method of preparation. It's kind of worked for me over the years. It's fun playing on Sunday night. It's fun playing a team that you haven't played in 4 years, but it's the same level and approach every week.
Two more.
Aaron, when those opportunities for free plays do come up, is there I know as a perfectionist you want to hit on every single one, obviously, but human nature, it's impossible to hit on every single one. Is there is it just a matter of trying to hit on as many as you can, or is there a certain number that you want to hit when those free plays do present themselves?
It's just about recognizing it quickly and making sure you're protected and then finding the open guy. So I don't think it's about it's not about the actual yardage. It's more about the mental game of if we can draw them off sides or catch them with guys on the field, it changes the way they approach their defense and they approach their game plan.